Well, yeah, it's probably an average to below average start for both teams. Shots are 10-8. They got 4 minutes of power play time. We got 2.5, so it's even. We dominated the second. That was the game that we wanted to play. And at 3-1, I think we were fine. You know, they're going to take a few more chances. We got 7 shots with 4 minutes shorthanded in the third period. I actually thought that the second penalty in the third period hurt us a bit, because now we had to run D a little bit harder. 2 or 3 chances at best to go in on good shots, and that was it.
Shifley thought you guys sat back a bit. You didn't see it that way?
I didn't feel that. Like, we had good zone time at times. It was not an easy night to move the puck for either team. Like, everybody had a hard time getting a handle on the puck, so some of the zone times got extended in our end, but I didn't think it was too out of whack. You know, they've got to push and they'll cheat and leave the zone a little bit at 3-1. No, I didn't. I thought, you know, second period best. Actually, I thought our third period was better than our first.
What did you like from Shifley's game tonight, his first 3-point night in the NHL? Yeah.
Go back to the game after Edmonton. You know, he started moving his feet, really skating well, and that's the difference for him. He's such a fast player. Sometimes you forget his age. You know, I use him in a role that you'd consider a veteran role, that he's still thinking out there at times. And the last 3 or 4 games, I don't think he's been more using his legs and driving his legs. He's so fast. So it's just a comfort level. You know, he's still a young man in this league. But he was good. He's been good for our last 3 or 4 games, yeah.
You still get a big point out of this one here tonight, though, when you look at it, right?
Yeah, so you look back at the road trip a month from now and say 3 out of 4 on the road against teams that before the game got to know they got to beat us and probably beat us clean at that point. So disappointing at 3-1. Even at 3-2, I mean, the crowd gets louder when the puck gets courts here and there, but we had some pretty good chances too. And then in overtime, I thought their goalie was really good. Our guy made some saves. We seem to get to overtime with this team an awful lot. We'll keep working on the things that we need to work on. It's just an interesting dynamic. You win a few more games, people get a little excited, and there's an assumption that you're going to win every night, and that when you lose, all was lost. And the players feel that right now. We haven't had that taste of defeat, that kind, where you have the lead and lose it. So a little down in there tonight, and we'll fly back home and get ready for a big one.
It's been to have your power play clicking the way it has.
Just quickness, absolutely just quickness. Getting to pucks faster, not worrying about slowing it down to get into position, and then with that quickness, some pucks at the net. So we've pounded some in from around the goal area with the right. We talked earlier about how we were getting the puck at an elite level. You know, there were 3 or 4 teams in the entire league who put more pucks on the net on a power play than we did, but we just didn't feel we had the right look and the right body positioning when that puck got to the net. We're moving quicker now. There's more confidence when they go out on it, and we've got the right look when the puck's delivered to the